cosas al oído
para que te acuerdes
si no estás conmigo. Despacito,
quiero desnudarte a besos
despacito.
Firmo en las paredes
de tu laberinto
y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Sube, 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 sube.
Quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero hacer tu ritmo. Que enseñes a mi boca tus lugares favoritos.
A provocar tus gritos y que olvides tu apellido. Si te pido un beso, ven, dámelo. Yo sé que estás pensando, llevo tiempo intentándolo. Sabes que tu corazón conmigo te hace bam bam. Sabes que está buscando de mi bam bam. Para ver cómo te sabe. Quiero, quiero ver cuánto amor a ti te cabe.
Yo no tengo prisa, yo me quiero dar el viaje.
Empecemos lento, después salvaje.
Pasito a pasito,
suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Cuando tú me besas con esa destreza, con delicadeza.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Y es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero para montarlo aquí tengo la pieza.
Oye, despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído
para que te acuerdes
si no estás conmigo.
Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Sube, sube, sube.
Quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero ser tu ritmo. Que le enseñes a mi boca
tus lugares favoritos. Despacito.
This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. I just wanna hear you screaming, ay bendito. I can go forever when you stay conmigo.
Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Tus lugares favoritos. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Hasta provocar tus gritos. Despacito.
My gonna sing it like a song. I can feel it roll around my mind before it slips off my tongue. Some coulda, shoulda, woulda's wreaking havoc in my mind. Circles can't fit into squares like I can't change the time. No matter what I say or do or try, if the past gives me my present, then I don't feel why.
And you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Thank you. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It's 10 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m., and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio. And I'm your host, Donnie Brown, for another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. And again, that number is 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And if no one told you, at 2 o'clock this morning, you should have set your clock ahead 1 hour. If your clock is saying 3:11, you didn't do what you're supposed to do. So anyway, we'll give you a head start. Okay, now go ahead, set your clock, and I'll be back, and we can talk some sports, okay? Okay, be back. 4:18 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, March the, I can't see the calendar, whatever, edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game in the world of sports. And we'd love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. It is March the 11th, by the way. And like I said, you need to set your clock ahead an hour if you didn't do it at 2 o'clock or sometime this morning. To get in touch with, get involved with everyone else, you need to set your clock ahead 1 hour. 4:19 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's 31 degrees outside our studio. We'll be bringing you that weather update sometime around 6:30, I do believe, on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And I know that because I'm the host of that program as well. Okay, let's get to sports. NBA. Hornets 122, the Suns 115, the Heat 129, the Wizards 102. The Mavericks 114, the Grizzlies 80, the Thunder 104, and the Spurs 94. Clippers 113, and the Magic 105. No major games played yesterday. All these games are teams that are out of the run as far as playoffs are concerned. But if you did not hear, on Friday, the Toronto Raptors defeated the Houston Rockets, okay, by 3 points. And game played in Toronto. Harden got 40 points. Lowry got 30 points. DeRozan got, I think, 20 points. And I think that harbors good things for the Celtics. Celtics have two more games coming up with the Raptors, one at home and one away. And then we'll see who's who as far as that head-to-head is concerned. But since the Celtics should have won that game, could have won that game against the Rockets a couple of weeks, a week or two ago on that road trip, I think a lot of favorable calls by the referees for the home team certainly did not help us. And Kyrie Irving did not have one of his better shooting games, I think. And that was the game that I think he hurt his knee. It looks good. It looks good. Yeah, our Celtics bench with the addition of Greg Monroe along with Rozier and Smart, Theis, looking really good. Looking really, really good. So, hey, I have high hopes. Hopefully, Jaylen Brown's out of the concussion protocol without any problems. Time for their next game or whenever. But hopefully that works out well for us. Okay, moving right along. Let's go to the National Hockey League. The Bruins 7, the Blackhawks 4. Blackhawks and the Penguins are having problems. Usually they're perennial powerhouses, Canadians as well. Canadians started to slip a couple of years ago. But Bruins 7, Blackhawks 4. Woo! The Golden Knights 2 and the Sabres 1. That was a shootout. Golden Knights, the surprise of the league. And I guess the Bruins, to me, the second biggest surprise in the league. Flyers 2 and the Jets 1. Lightning 3, the Canadiens 2. That was a shootout. The Blues 7 and the Kings 2. The Avalanche 5 and the Coyotes 2. The Maple Leafs 5 and the Penguins 2. The Capitals 2 and the Sharks. Zip. The Panthers 4 and the Rangers 3. That was a shootout. New Jersey 3 and the Predators 2. That was a shootout. And the Oilers 4 and the Wild 1. In that Bruins game, at 11:27 of the first period, Asiari got his 8th goal of the year. Was shorthanded with assist from Curley. Bruins 1, Blackhawks zip. At 14:10, Krejci got his 15th goal of the year on the power play with assist from DeBrusque and Holden. Bruins 2 and the Blackhawks zip. at 14:27. Toews got his 19th goal of the year with assists from Gustafsson and Kane, and that made it 2-1 Bruins. But at 14:56, Gustafsson got his 3rd goal of the year with assists from Schmaltz and DeBrincat, and that made it 2-2 at the end of one period. Wasn't over. In the second period, Hayden got his 4th goal of the year with assists from Sharp and Kampf, and that made it the Blackhawks 3 and the Bruins 2. But at 10:05 of the second period, Krejci got his 16th goal of the year on the power play with assists from DeBrusk and Gionta, and that tied it at 3. But at 15:46, Highmore got his 1st goal of the year with assists from Gustafsson and Anis and Nisimov, and that made it Blackhawks 4 and the Bruins 3. But in the 4th period, the lights went out for the Blackhawks. At 6:23, Pastrnak got his 24th goal of the year with assists from Marchand and Nash. At 8:02, that tied it at 4. 8:02, Gionta got his 2nd goal of the year on the power play with assists from DeBrusk and Grzelczyk, and that put the Bruins up 5-4. They weren't over. 9:18, Nash got his 21st goal of the year. I didn't know he had that many goals on the power play with assists from Krug and Marchand, and that made it 6-4 Bruins. And at 19:38, Kirill Kurili got his 6th goal of the year with assists from Schala and Shara. Final score, Bruins 7 and the Chicago Blackhawks 4. So there you go. Berube had 33 saves for the Blackhawks. Rask had 23 saves for the Bruins. I always like it when the Bruins get more shots on goal. And I think, like I said, the Bruins, to me, behind the Golden Knights, have been the surprise of the National Hockey League this year, because, to me, the Bruins brought in so many new players, and I had no clue how they were going to mesh together and how well they were going to play. To me, looking at the Bruins for the past couple of years after the championship, they saw the guy became slow and old, and they weren't really a great goal-shooting team, and getting outshot a whole lot, and that doesn't help. And unless you got a sensational defense, and their defense was, you know, good, but they've improved under the new coach, Bruce Cassidy, and also with the new players that he's had to work in. The Bruins are the third best team in the league as far as scoring is points are concerned, and only behind Tampa Bay and the Golden Knights, I believe. So keep up the good work, Bruins. We are looking for a long, deep, and powerful playoff season. Hopefully, that's what's in store. 4:26 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. Far the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on here in your neck of the sporting world. I'll be back.
Hay una parte de nuestro mundo a la que le ponemos muy poca atención. Aquí, una hormiga arrastra una semilla de 5 veces su tamaño. Una cigarra devora una hoja fresca. Una abeja bebe una gota de rocío. Y aquí abajo, los químicos tóxicos y los carcinógenos están infiltrándose en el medio ambiente. Y todo viene de objetos que ignoramos todos los días. Colillas de cigarrillo tiradas. Cada una de ellas es un foco de desperdicio tóxico. Y hay millones de estos justo ahí donde vivimos, trabajamos y jugamos. Acabemos con la contaminación tóxica. Aprende más en colillastoxicas.org. Traído hasta ti por Legacy y Leave No Trace.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed 5 times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at rethinkbutts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and our Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:35, the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time on your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. The Bruins' win yesterday gave them 94 points, but Tampa Bay also won, so they have 100 points, so they're 6 points ahead of us in the Eastern Conference. Toronto is in third place in the East, in the Metropolitan. Pittsburgh, the Penguins lost, so they still have 82 points. The Washington Capitals, they won, so they vaulted over Pittsburgh into first place with 83 points. And the Philadelphia Flyers, they also won. They moved right up. They're 1 point behind with 81 points. In the wild card, the Columbus, New Jersey, Florida, and Carolina are the main contenders. The Western Conference, Nashville, the Predators, what did they do? They did not play. So, therefore, the Winnipeg, whatever they are, also, well, they're 6 points behind, so they did not catch it. Minnesota Wild are way behind. In Pacific, there's Vegas. Like I said, Vegas, the Bruins have gone ahead of Vegas by 2 points. The Golden Knights also won, so we actually are 1 point ahead. So therefore, 94-93. And then there's San Jose and Anaheim. Dallas and Los Angeles have the lead for the wild card, but Colorado, Calgary, St. Louis are still in the hunt. In the NBA, like I said, all the games that were played yesterday had no bearing on the playoffs. They were non-playoff teams. I'm not going to say they're tanking. but Boston is still 2.5 behind Toronto. Cleveland is 9.5.
Indiana's 10.5. Washington, Philadelphia, Miami, and Milwaukee bring up the rear. If the season ended today, the playoffs would be Toronto against Milwaukee, Boston against Miami, Cleveland against Philadelphia. That would be an interesting matchup. Indiana against Washington. In the Western Conference, it would be Houston against Utah, Golden State. Oh, no. Well, you know, it could be either. Houston and Golden State are sort of like tied, but I don't know who has the best record among them. But anyway, Houston, Utah, Golden State, Oklahoma City, Portland, Minnesota, and New Orleans, San Antonio. And Seth Curry had another injury to that problematic ankle, which probably going to need surgery, I would assume, in the off season. And I believe that they're probably going to rest him until later on in they get closer to the playoffs. It's 4:39 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Today, I believe, is the bracketology day for college basketball. And so, therefore, there were some games yesterday that were of importance. Virginia 71, North Carolina 63, Villanova 76, Providence 66, that went to overtime. Cincinnati 70, Memphis 60, Kansas 81, West Virginia 70. Houston, this was an upset. Houston ranked number 21, defeated Wichita State, ranked number 11, 77-74. Arizona 75, USC 61, Rhode Island 90, St. Joseph's 87, and Tennessee 84, Arkansas 66. None of the major women's college games were played yesterday, so they already are lining up, just waiting breathlessly to see where they're going to be slotted in the brackets. But I'll give you the scores that we had from yesterday. Elon 57, Drexel 45, Grambling 72, Southern 87, Grambling 72, Southern 68, Liberty 78, High Point 54, Nichols 74, Lamar 68, Drake 68, Southern Illinois 59, Northern Colorado 91, Idaho 69, North Carolina 72, Hampton 65, that was in overtime, UNC Asheville 60, Radford 50, Stephen F. Austin 70, Central Arkansas 60, Northern Iowa 70, Missouri State 58, Seattle 57, CSU Bakersfield 54, Western Kentucky 72, UAB 57, Princeton 78, Yale 57, Little Rock 60, Troy 63, Little Rock 66, Troy 63, CSU Northridge 63, UC Davis 55, Penn State defeated Harvard, but I don't have a score, Texas State 62, Louisiana 56, and Central Michigan 96, Buffalo 91. That's it as far as women's college basketball is concerned. Most of those teams are not going to get to the big brackets. They're going elsewhere, or their seasons are over. Spring training, like I said, I don't get too much involved in spring training scores. I'll give you the Red Sox scores just because, you know, hey, we're a hometown team. They're a hometown team. But they didn't play. The Red Sox Twins game was canceled. I'm assuming bad weather or whatever. So, anyway, that's the way it goes. Haha. But in golf, in the Valspar tournament, Connors is 9 under going into the final round, followed by Rose, who's 8 under, Snedeker, who's 8 under, and some guy named Tiger Woods is also 8 under. He's tied for second place, one shot off the lead. He went 4 under 67 yesterday. And so we're going to see if Tiger's going to put on his red jersey and do his usual Tiger thing on the closing Sunday. But this is, I guess, you know, a fairly good lead up to the Masters coming up next month. And I guess Tiger has extra motivation because Mickelson won a tournament a week ago or so ago. So there you go. And in tennis, if you're interested in tennis, Serena and Venus are going to tee off. They don't tee off in tennis. They're going to square off in tennis in the third round at Indian Wells. So it's going to be a Williams battle in the third round. And Serena has dominated Venus over the past few years. We'll see what goes on here. Okay, 4:43 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, March the 11th, 2018 edition of Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. But to do that, you have to give me a call. So, therefore, we're waiting breathlessly for your call, and I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:49 is The Brown Perspective on Sports. Time, I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here from 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock, virtually every Sunday from beginning, 4 a.m. in the morning to 5 o'clock in the morning. And so, therefore, we're on right now. Yeah, I think we're on. I'll be okay. Just give me a break. I won't get my coffee until who knows when this morning. So, therefore, I'm dragging as usual. Especially with the hour that I lost. And I hopefully you will all set your clock ahead an hour. If your clock is saying 3:50, you're behind everybody else. So you need to get on board. Set your clock ahead 1 hour for the final 10 minutes here of Sounds of Praise. Sound for a Brown Perspective on Sports. And be ready for Sounds of Praise coming up at 5 o'clock. Okay, the big news in National Football League play. What the Cleveland Browns did, they picked up Tyrod Taylor in exchange for a third-round draft pick from Philadelphia. And they also signed, Pro Bowl receiver Jarvis Landry for 2 draft picks, probably number 1 and 4 overall and 5 in the first 64. That's what they have. The Browns secured Taylor, and they traded Deshaun Kaiser to the Packers for cornerback Demarius Randall, and they hopefully will have Josh Gordon coming back, and so it looks like the Browns may be on an upsurge. They're returning to the old Jim Brown, Otto Graham days, Paul Brown coaching and all that good stuff. Anyway, they need an upsurge, and I guess with all the people they have, who knows, maybe this year, you may not be able to put the Browns down as an automatic loss anymore. Also, the world champion Philadelphia Eagles, they signed William Bennett, and there was supposedly a possibility that the Patriots jumped in there, but they were a little bit late. And so the Seahawks had already agreed to the deal. And so a possibility of teaming up the Michael Bennett, well, is that William Bennett, along with Martellus Bennett here, is gone by the boards, I do believe. So that's the way it goes. I don't know what the Patriots are doing. They haven't done anything to impact the system right now, so therefore I guess they're going to continue the way it's going. And another surprising thing, Jean Francois, who took over in the middle of the line for Alan Branch, who they already have released, is saying that he's probably not going to re-sign with the Patriots either. And they call him Dunkin' Donuts for some strange reason. Maybe because he owns like 30 Dunkin' Donuts restaurants in Georgia and South Carolina, I believe. He's going to be missing from the mix. And so that leaves a lot of young guys up front. We have Lawrence Guy Malcolm Brown, Vincent Valentine, and Adam Butler. And the oldest guy there is Lawrence Guy at 27. The others are 24, 24, and 23. So, I guess the Patriots are going to be doing a lot of work. They don't have a lot of draft choices, so I guess they're looking for free agents that they can sign on the cheap. Because, who knows? And Richard Sherman has been let go by the Seattle Seahawks. So he's free to sign wherever. Maybe he can sign for less money with the Seahawks, or he might come to New England. But he's coming off that torn Achilles, so everybody's going to want to know what kind of health he is in. But I guess if you're going to, take a gamble, you'll probably try to get him for as small amount of money as possible. And then if it doesn't work out, you can cut him and let it go at that. So we'll see what happens when as the season continues to roll along. I'm assuming the Patriots are going to do something. We just don't know what as yet. 4:54 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, March the 11th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. As I said earlier in the program, this is Bracket Choosing Sunday. So, we're going to see who goes where and getting ready for March Madness to roll right along. It'll be interesting to see. I don't know if I've seen a complete college basketball game this year. Really? I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe I have. I just don't recall. I did. It didn't stick in my mind. I might have seen... No, I don't think so. But anyway, I was going to say, I've seen some Oklahoma games because of their player. But other than that, I don't think I've seen too much. And I was really upset that the Toronto and Houston game was not on television locally here. But anyway... like I said earlier, that it's a good harbinger of good things to come for the Boston Celtics, because they hung right in there in a game. They've already beaten, they already defeated the Rockets here in a big comeback, and they could have won, should have won that game out there in Houston as well. So they're right there, and like I said, we still have two more games coming up with Toronto, so we're going to be able to go mano a mano against them in the very near future. 4:56 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Oh, one more thing. J.D. Martinez, earlier in the week in an exhibition game, got 3 hits. And so that's boding well. And as I said earlier, it looks like the Red Sox are going to go with Hanley Ramirez at first base and Mitch Moreland as the backup. Swihart and Travis are hitting the ball really well, battling for positions, and so that may make it very difficult for Brock Holt to make the team. And I think I read somewhere that Brock Holt still has options, so they could probably send him down to the minors to see how well he can recuperate from the concussion and the vertigo that he has been suffering last year. Nunez is probably going to start at second base, and when Pedroia comes back, he's probably going to rotate around the infield, maybe the outfield as well. DH also, possibly. Hopefully, we're going to see if his knee can hold up. And I think Swihart, I don't see how they can let Swihart go unless they can get, a good trade in the from someone else in the meantime. But anyway, we're going to see. It's going to be interesting to see what takes place. Hopefully, some good things take place. Mookie Betts got his first hit of spring training. And We're looking for big things also from Xander Bogaerts. A more aggressive approach at the plate, and hopefully he's well. Same thing for Jackie Bradley. Benintendi's been hitting the ball fairly well. So, hey,